I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris. There's no blueprint for how to die or how to support someone who's in the process of dying. But a group of singers known as the Threshold Choir sings simple songs to people on their deathbed. It's not so much a performance, but rather a way to be present with someone who's dying. At a recent rehearsal for the Ann Arbor Threshold Choir, they asked me if I wanted a song bath.
I wanted to know if you'd be willing to be in the chair and accept our sound from there.
That's Tammy Renner, the group's founding director.
I'm getting in the chair here.
I hopped in a comfy chair and kicked my feet up. 13 choir members surrounded me in a circle. Typically, a song bath is what they would do for new members so they can experience what it's like to be sung to.
Once you get in, you're going to want to stay in.
Why is that?
Because it's delicious.
That was Marianne Perrone warning me of how much people like being sung to. But I was afraid some salty water might fall from my eyes when they all started singing to me. Instead, being in a song bath felt easy and chill.
We would ask you now if you'd like more.
Well, sure. That was relaxing.
And most people, when we go to visit them at the bedside, do say yes, thank you.
That was Tammy Renner. She says if the patient is no longer verbal, then they look for visual cues. And if the patient seems agitated, they stop. There are more than 100 Threshold choirs around the world. In Michigan, we've got chapters in Grand Rapids, Traverse City, and Detroit, and others forming in Kalamazoo and Marquette. A woman named Kate Munger started the first group in 1990 in California. She sang at the bedside of her friend who was dying from complications with AIDS. She realized how much the singing calms both of them down. Tammy Renner says the singers try to imitate a mother holding her child and singing a lullaby.
That's what we want someone to feel, that ever gentle, loving presence.
The way things usually work is that hospice or a family member calls up the choir when someone is sick or dying. A group of 3 to 4 singers show up and sing very simple songs with lyrics like, "You are not alone, I am here beside you." Diane Smith is the spiritual care coordinator with Arbor Hospice. She says the choir members come into this space of dying willingly, a space that terrifies many of us. And the singers give the gift of music. That can provide a new way of looking at death and dying.
And family members who are around it see a new vision of what this death can be. What can happen with this music is it can become this loving, peaceful experience that people don't imagine death can be.
Smith says the singers help create that environment, and the music becomes a kind of presence.
Well, let's say I put on my theological hat, and I suggest that with this music comes a presence. I won't name it because for many different people, the name would be different, but the presence of some spirit, something beyond what's happening physically or tangibly in the room is going on.
She says the music brings people into the same space, in the exact same way that music brings people together to dance. She's seen the Threshold Choir singing instantly calm people down, like a patient who was nonverbal, with their eyes wide open, who slowly fell asleep to the singing, or bickering family members who become quiet or start crying when the singing begins. It affects the singers, too. Their friends tease them that singing to people on their deathbed must be depressing, but the singers say it's energizing and life-affirming. They say it's the opposite of depressing. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kyle Norris.
Celebrate your dreams and your visions. Celebrate the love you've been given, even when it's hard to do.